Today's Shir is Masechta Krisus Daf Tezvov. We will begin in Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Abal Chamosai. Somebody has relations with his mother-in-law. Says the Mishnah, it's possible for one woman to have all of these issues in being related to the man. Chayv L'mishim Chamosai. She could be his mother-in-law, B'kalosai, and at the same time, be his daughter-in-law, Veishas Achiv, and his brother's wife, Eishas Achiyaviv, and his father's brother's wife, which are all people that are also to her. What obviously happened here is that he had relations with a woman, that woman became his mother-in-law and his daughter-in-law, and then that woman went on to marry, that woman married his son, so that's how she became a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law. Then she married his brother, and that's how she became his sister-in-law. And then she married his uncle, and that's how she became Eshes Achei Aviv. V'chois Ishtah, she could also be a maternal sister to his wife. V'eshes Ishtah Nida, and she could be an Eshes Ishtah Nida. So if he has relations with this woman, he could be chayv a separate carbon chatos for each one of these isurim. And the same, says the Mishnah, we could have a situation, someone who's the mother-in-law, his father-in-law's mother, his mother-in-law's mother, could also have all of these multiple isurim. Somebody could have a situation where he has relations with a woman, and he could be chayiv for having relations with this one woman, mishim chamoysoi ve'em chamoysoi ve'em chamoy. Chamav. And as, even though we're not going into the specifics of the case, just because time doesn't allow us, fundamental understanding this case requires us to understand that one woman cannot at the same time, if he's married to one woman, that one woman, that the woman that he's having relations with cannot at the same time be his mother-in-law and his father-in-law's mother and his mother-in-law's mother. Rather, the way to understand this case that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri speaks about is where a man married three different women, and this fourth woman who he now has relations with, is her relationship to his three wives are that she's a mother, she's the mother of one of his wives, she's the mother-in-law's mother of the other wife, and she's a father-in-law's mother of a third wife. So she carries with her all three of these Isurim. Amrloi, to which the Chazal said, since all three of these Isurim, Chamoysoi, Ve'em Chamoysoi, Ve'em Chamov, are all learned from the same Pasuk, so that's why Shem Echad Behem, they have only one type, they have only one status, and therefore there won't be separate carbon chattas. Says the Gemara, Amr Belaza Amr Baisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who's speaking about the case that we just learned, who says that if a woman carries with herself all three of these Isurim, therefore, if she carries with herself all three of these Isurim, a man who has relations with her will be chayiv three chatos, v'sumchas, and the opinion of Sumchas, which we're about to discuss in a moment, Amru Davar Echad, are of the same opinion. And explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hayad Amarin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is what we just learned. Sumchas Mahi, what does Sumchas refer to? The Tanan. We learned, the Torah Akdosh says, Oysav es benoy lo sishchatu b'yom echad. One may not shecht on the same day an animal and its child. The child and the mother cannot be slaughtered on the same day. So says that Mishnah. Shechta, if somebody first shechted the grandmother, vaspita, and then shechted the granddaughter, so he hasn't done anything wrong, because the Isra, as we just said, is ois vespanai, the mother and daughter, not when the generation in between. And then, after having shechted the two outer generations, the grandmother and the granddaughter, v'achach shechted es bita, then he shechted the middle generation. So the Tanakhama's opinion is, soifik es aboim. He gets one set of malchus, because he did one aveira. Yes, that one Aveira brought two Isurim, but he only gets one set of Malkus because he did one act of Isur. Sumchas Omer, that even though he only did one Maisa Isur, Sumchas Omer Mishim Rameya, Saifik Shmainim, he gets two sets of Malkus. Obviously, it is the opinion of Sumchas that even though you did one act, you could get multiple Malkus. Similarly, in our Mishnah, even though somebody did one act of Bia, he could be Chayiv multiple Karban Chatos. To which Rava comments, Demalohi, the comparison is not great. Why? Because at Kamal Kamar Rabbi Yochanan Harcha, when did Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri speak about Ella Mishum Shemus Michalokim? The Mikari Chamoisoi, Mikari Eim Chamoisoi, Mikari Eim Chamov. This woman, even though the case of our Mishnah, as we described, is one woman, but she carries with herself distinct Isurim. She carries three distinct Isurim. Aval Gaba Ois Vespanoi, in the case that we just described regarding Ois Vespanoi, that it's all one Isur that's being violated, the Kula Ois Vespanoi Merkion, Dein Shemus Mukhalakim, there's only one category of Aveira being violated. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri will not hold that you bring separate Chatos or separate Malkus. On the other hand, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, on the contrary, the Gufim Mechulakim. There, we're speaking about different bodies creating the Isser, which means, because he had relations with this middle generation, what causes that to be Isser? The Isser of the grandmother and the granddaughter. But here, it's only one woman that's also to him. And since there's only one woman that's also to him, maybe he'll agree with that the pasuk uses the words shara heina zimahi, that kosa also kulam ozima achas. So what the Gemara is saying is, the Gemara isn't saying that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri nor Sumchas are retracting from their opinions. What the Gemara is saying is that the two opinions do not necessarily travel together. Continues the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Kiva Sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel. I spoke to Rabbi Gamliel. I asked Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Beitlish Imamim, in the meat market of Imamim, Sha'ochol Likach Behemel Mishnah Benoy Sher Rabbi Gamliel, because they were there buying an animal for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. And as the Rishonim explain, the point of this story is to teach us that Rabbi Gamliel himself and his Rabbi Yeshua themselves went to make and participate in the preparation of Rabbi Gamliel's son's wedding. Because when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, everybody, even Rabbi Gamliel, has to participate. Another shot that the Rishonim say is that our Mishnah is coming to teach us that Nasi Shemachal Kvaidai Kvaidamachal, even though Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and it's beneath him perhaps to go to the butcher shop and buy meat, Nasi Shemachal Kvaidai Kvaidamachal. Another pshat, and Tosfos makes this point in Masechet Makis, is that the lesson of this Mishnah is to teach us that even though they were so preoccupied with preparing for a wedding and buying meat for a wedding, they never stopped thinking and learning, they never stopped talking and learning. And there's a Gvalde Gvart from the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says that even though when somebody's at his work, at his job, he's supposed to do his job properly, that doesn't mean he's not allowed to think about learning. If that thinking about learning does not interfere with him performing his job properly, that's what he ought to do. He says a very sharp vart. He says, if while we daven and while we learn, we think about our job, so certainly when we're doing our job, we're allowed to think about learning. The Mefarshim also go on to explain that Rabbi Akiva asked them this question, and even though, as we're about to learn, this question, again, is a scenario that is highly unlikely to happen. Not only is it highly unlikely to happen, but as the Gemara is going to say, it actually refers to a situation of a Rasha by Rasha. So it's not something that we should really focus on. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua were so involved in learning, even these sort of unrelated and unlikely scenarios they explored, even when they were busy in the Shukshal Imamim. Mefarshim, I saw actually two different pshatim. One pshat suggests that the Shukshal Imamim, the marketplace of Imamim, the meat market of Imamim, really wasn't populated by very great people. They were populated by Amaratzim. And the Amaratzim may not understand what's going to happen. As we know, when Talmidei Chachamim speak and learning, they begin to disagree, as we're going to see. It didn't disturb Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva from still talking and learning and not bothering them what these people will think. But then I saw a pshat that's actually just the opposite. That actually, the fact that the Mishnah finds it necessary to tell us exactly at which meat market Rabbi Gamliel bought the meat for his son's wedding is because we know, we've learned together, Baruch Hashem, that the halacha is that an animal, that an aveira was done with that animal, may not be used as a carbon. And when someone, Baruch Hashem, has the schus to marry off a child, so the suda that he's preparing for that wedding is like bringing a carbon. So Gemara is teaching us, the Mishnah is teaching us, that Gamliel particularly went to this place where the people who sold the meat were great people, and therefore there's much less, if no concern, that the meat, that the animals were used to participate in an aveira, to show that he treated his son's wedding like a carbon, and he wanted to make sure that the animal was an animal which was never an aveira done with. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva posed the following question. The same woman carries with her all three of these Isurim. Mahu, what will the halacha be? Chayv achas akulan? Will he only have to bring one carbon chatas? Or chayv akul achas v'achas? Does he have to bring some separate carbon chatas? Amruloi, to which they responded, Loi Shemanu, we never heard the specific answer to this question. Amal Shemanu, what we did hear is Haba Abhei Noshav Nidos Behelamachas. If someone has five wives and they're all Nidos, and he forgot that one may not have relations with his wife when she is a Nida, that the loch is Shechayiv Akolachs V'achas, and he said, V'raya Anidvarim Shekav Achoymer. And therefore, if there, where we speak about the same Isser, this Anida, he's chayiv five separate times. Certainly here, where we speak about different Isurim, he's chayiv separately for carbon for each Isser. Ask the Gemara, hey Chidami, exactly what was the situation Rabbi Kiva was speaking about? Ilam Kriktani, if as the Mishnah seems, which is not the way we learned, that there were three women, and he had relations with these three different women, who carried with them different Isurim. One was Achoisai, one was Achois Aviv, one was Achois Imai. So ask the Gemara, if that's what Rabbi Kiva is speaking about, my Taboile, why would he have a question? Hare Shemus Mechulakim, these are different Isurim. Hare Gufim Mechulakim, and these are three different people. Why is there any question? Elochitani, his question is about Habo, Al Achois Aviv, Sheikhois Imai. The same woman carries with herself all three of his surim. And now the question is, chayiv achsel kulan, will he only be chayiv one karmen chatas, or chayiv akol achs v'achas, or will he be chayiv for every one of them? Mahu. What is the halacha? Mi aminin, do we say, harei shemus mechalakim, each one of these surim is a distinct iser, and since each one of these surim is a distinct iser, he's chayiv separately. Arudama, Harei ein gufim mechalakim. They're all one woman. And you can't be chayiv three carbon chattis for the same woman. Amrloi, to which Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Kiva, Lo shemanu, we never heard the answer to this specific question. Av Shemana, what we have heard is, Habal hei noshev nidos v'bas achas, if somebody has relations with five women, not v'bas achas, but helam achas, that the loch is, shushem echad. So they all carry the same isser, this sort of nido. That the halach is, chayva kol achas v'achas, mishum nido, v'rinu shedvar kavachoymer. Based on that halacha, we can make the following kavachoymer. Saying, if somebody had relations with five separate women, bebas achas, shishem achas, and they all carry the same isser, chayva kol achas v'achas, they all carry the same isser of nida. He still chayva a separate carbon chattas for each one of them. So certainly they suggested, achoyso, if you have a woman who is his sister, and is also a chois aviv, and is also a chois imoy, shein gimel shemus, that these are three distinct isurim, einoy din shei chayva kol achas v'achas, certainly she be chayva for each one. And so the Gemara says, you can make an argument against this. Which means that we're dealing with separate women. Here, we're dealing with the same woman. Ela amakra. The pasuk says, Ervas achos giloi, lechayiv al achosoi, shechos aviv shechos imoy. So what the Gemara is saying is that the only reason yechayiv is because the pasuk teaches us. Obviously, explained the Rishonim, it is the opinion of Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua that it doesn't make a difference that it's not Gufa Mechalakim. The fact that we have three different Isurim is enough that you should be Chayiv three Chatos, even though it's one person. But now ask the Gemara, how is it possible to have such a case where a woman is a choysoi, a chois aviv, a chois imoy. Omer of Adab Rahava, Mishkachas lo, Bereshia Bereshia. How is it possible to have such a situation where you have a man, Bo al imoy, somebody had relations with his mother, for Harlad Beis Bonus, and then he had two daughters, for Chaza al Bar Naxman, and after that he had relations with one of these girls. So we think about these girls. These girls are both his sister and daughter. He had relations with this girl who's his sister and his daughter. V'hoilad ben, and that relationship created a son. Uba abenoy al chais imay, and that son had relations with his mother's sister. So that relationship is Shiachoisoi, they share the same father. Shiachois Aviv, this woman has his father's sister, because the father had relations with his mother. So the daughter that he had is also his sister, as we said. And she's obviously his mother's sister, because as we said, he had two girls, one is the sister of the other. The Havilei, so this boy who had this relationship with this woman who is related to him with all three of these relationships, Achoisoi, Achois Aviv, Achois Imoy, is Rishia Bar Rishia. The Mefarshim ask a very interesting question. As we've been learning, the discussion of our Mishnayos and the Gemara, which is explaining the Mishnayos, are talking about how many carbon chatos can you bring for one Aveira. But if he's bringing a carbon chatos, so he obviously did the aver b'shoigig. And if he did the aver b'shoigig, he's not a rasha. From here, say to Mefarshim, we see that even if somebody did an aver b'shoigig, he's still considered a rasha. And that's why the Gemara calls these people a rishia barishia. Tana abonim. Bala, v'chazer bala, chayvel kalachs v'achas. If somebody has multiple relationships with his wife when she's a nida, he's chayiv for every relationship. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. The Chamaimrim, the Cham disagree. They say since it's all one woman, ain't a chayiv alachas. He's only chayiv once. However, says the Gemara, Umay the Chamaimrim Rabbi Elazar, that here we're speaking about the machlokes of the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar that we just learned was we were speaking about the very same woman, multiple relationships. But the Chachamim will agree to Rabbi Elazar. But that let's say he had relationship with his five wives while they were all nidus, which means we know, we've learned it in our Masechta, that the halacha is that when a man and a woman have an illegal relationship, both of them are chayiv, whatever you chayiv, whether it's misa or karis or carbon. So here where he had five bias with five different wives who are all nidus, so each one of those wives has a chayiv to bring a carbon. So since they have a separate chayiv for each one of these acts of bia, he too will have a separate chayiv of bringing five karbonis. Amar Rava, Rav Nachman, questions Rava this psak. Mi aminin, is this true that we say horov ugarm lehem, that since here we have a situation that they caused that each one of the women have to bring their own carbon, so too will he have to bring separate karbonis? For Tanya, have we not learned in a braisa? Hu behalamechus, he did an aveira once with all one halam. Vehi behei halamus, but she did it becoming aware. In other words, he was boil a woman five times. She was a nida, but it was all based on one halam. Whether he didn't realize, the simplest way of explaining is that he didn't realize between every act that he had relations with a nida. She, on the other hand, did recognize in between every act that she had relations while she's in nida. Hu behelem echos, vehi behez alamis, dalach is, hu ein echayiv, he'll only be chayiv, one carbon chatos, vehi chayivis, a kolach v'achas. Asks Rava to Rav Nachman, if you are suggesting that the husband always travels together with the wife, and if the wife is chayiv a separate karma chattas, so too will he. So why here is he chayiv only one? Ella Ema, says the Gemara, the reason why the Chacham agreed to Rebbe Lezer, that if he had relations with five wives, even though it was behelem echos, he's chayiv five separate chattas, has nothing to do with, because they have separate chayuvim. It goes back to what we learned before. Gufim mechalakim. He suggests that whenever we have gufim mechulakim, they create separate chiv karbon chatos. Ibayluhu. So now in examining this halacha of gufim mahalachim, katz v'katzim. When we learned Masechta Shabbos, we learned that for every malacha, katsira not being any different, there's a shir. There's a shir how much you have to do to be chayiv for katsira. We learned that the shir is if you cut the size of a fig, a groigris, a dried fig. So ask the Gemara, if somebody cut the size of a groigris, and then he cut again the size of the groigris, Mali Amr Rabbi Elazar, what will it be the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? Tamada Amr Rabbi Elazar Hassan. Is Rabbi Elazar's reasoning, when somebody was boil his wife numerous times, he's chayiv for every act to be a separate kaber chattis. Duha v'tartin, because there were two acts of bia. V'amtil, lahochi amr chayiv akol achas v'achas. And that is why Rabbi Elazar says he chayiv separately for every act. V'hochi nami, if that is the basis of Rabbi Elazar's opinion, so the same will be here. Duha v'tartin, he did two separate acts and he should be chayiv separately. Adilma, tamad Rabbi Elazar hasam, over there where he had separate acts of bia, you know why he's chayiv for everyone a separate carbon chatas? You can't do two acts at the same time. Each act of bia is a distinct act. That is why Rabbi Elazar says he chayiv for every act separately. If somebody cut something the size of a groigris, when it was done by Halam Echas, since Kivin the Efshloi La'arav Shtei Gregus B'Bas Achas, it is possible to have these two acts combined with one Maisek Tzira, Rebbe Elazar will agree that Enachayiv El Achas, that he's only Chayiv one Karman Achatis. My, What does Rabbi Elazar paskin? Says the Gemara, Amrava, Tamad Rabbi Elazar Hossam. The basis for Rabbi Elazar's psak there is Mishum de Avatarti, because he did two acts, and whenever you do two acts, you chayv two carbon chatos. Hachinami, since he did two separate acts of Ktsira, Avatarti, and he's chayv two carbon chatos. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi Yosef, Tamad Rabbi Elazar Hossam, the Efshala Avon, that's why he's chayv for every Biya separately. Avil in a situation for Efshlola Arvon where he could have combined them, Rabbi Elazar will agree in a Chayav Alachas that he's only Chayav one Karm Chattas. Ask the Gemara, Esve Abaye L'Rava. Rava says that if somebody does two separate acts of Ketzira, he's Chayav separate time according to Rabbi Elazar. Two separate Karm Chattas. Ask the Gemara, The Braisa says, Rabbi Elazar mechayiv al vade malakos makam avos. We know that on Shabbos there are 39 avos malachas. What are the 39 avos malachas based on? Because Chazal determined that those were the acts, those were the actions that were done in the building of the Mishkan, and there are 39 avos that are asur on Shabbos. But there are also Toldos. Toldos are not the exact acts that were done in the building of the Mishkan, but they're similar to the Avos, and therefore doing them also involves Chil Shabbos. And the Braisa says that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that if you did a Toldo and it's Av, you chayiv two times a Karban Chatas. If you did a Av Melocha and you did its Toldo on Shabbos, you chayiv two Karban Chatas. But what is Rabbi Elazar teaching us? Ha'av av bas achas. If you did the same av twice on Shabbos and one halama, be potter. But ask the Gemara to Rava. If you are explaining, ask the Gemara to Rava. The amritamad Rabbi Elazar, mishum de ka'avatarti, that whenever you do two acts, you chayiv for each act separately, and my potter. So why over here, if you did two times the same av, are you potter? Amar Mabre, the Ravina, and Novra Nechumi Bezacharya Tirgumina, Aram Nechumi Bezacharya explained, how do we understand that, Braisa? Hocha b'mayiskinen b'dalus hamudlus agabateina. What happened there was, where you had a vine, and you had a fruit, a fig, a date, on that vine. So let's just first identify what melachas are violated when you cut that vine and fruit on it. There is actually an av melacha of kaitzer for cutting the fruit, and there's a tolda of kaitzer for cutting the vine. So what Rabbi Elazar is saying is, you only did one act. You did one act of cutting. But since that one act of cutting involves two different names, two different melachas, one is the av of kaitzer, and one is the told of kaitzer, even though you only did one maisa, Rabbi Elazar held you chayiv. Mishum hoch mechayiv, Rabbi Elazar. That's why even though you only did one maisa, Rabbi Elazar will say you chayiv. Why? Hoyel v'shemus mechalakim, since you have two different names, one is the av of kaitzer, and one is the told of kaitzer, and one is the vine and one is the fruit. The kavasa, kaitzer, the kaitzer. What the Bryce is teaching us, however, is that let's say you would have done two times an av in such a fashion, and immediately explains the Gemara, what would that be? Heichem Mishkachsla, the Mifta, where would that be? Kigon Shikotzer Shtei Gregus B'Basachas, in one act of cutting. You didn't just cut the size of a groigris, you cut a double size, but it's all one act. So let's think about that case. There's one maisa, one act of cutting, and there's one shame being violated. The malacha, the av malacha of kaitzer. Since there, they both have the same shame, and it's one act, Rabbi Elazar will agree that you chayiv. But, av kotzuka groigris, the kaz v'kotzuka groigris, even though they both have the same shame, both the Amalach of Kaitzer, but they goof and Mukhalakim, they're separate acts, according to Rabbi Elazar says, Rav, that would be enough to be Chayiv, separate Karban Chatas. Continues the Gemara. Vayit Shaul Rabbi Akiva. Another question Rabbi Akiva posed while they were in that meat market. We know the halacha is that an aver menachai, an aver of an animal that gets detached from the animal, is treated like an avela. And we know that the halacha is an avela is matama, b'maga u'b'masa. An aver which gets detached from a living person is treated also as tamei. Not only is it treated as tamei, but actually it has a higher level of tumah than aver that detaches from an animal. It's metamba b'maga b'masa, but it has the din like a mace. And we know that the halacha is that a mace is metamba b'oil. Anything that's in the oil of a mace is tamei. So anything is in the oil of that aver that Rachman Litzlan got detached from a person is tamei. So it says the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva asked the following question. Eva hamududalus b'behema. If a limb got detached from an animal, mahu, what will be the halacha? We don't really know the answer to this. Aval Shemanu, we did hear the following case. Aiva Mludelis Adam, a hanging aver by a person is tar. So we see that a hanging aver is tar by a person, as long as it's somewhat attached, so too it must be by an animal. And they in fact say the following. V'kach hayimukish chin oisim b'Yerushalayim. There were people who Nebuch had a disease in Yerushalayim that they had limbs that were dangling. What they would do is, Holoch le'erev Pesach etzel ha'roifei. So erev Pesach, they wanted to take care of this problem. Rashi says the reason they wanted to take care of this problem on erev Pesach is because they didn't want to come to Yontif, mos, repugnant, walking around with a hanging aver. Other Rishonim explain, the halacha is, Chayev odom letar atzmai beregel. A person has the obligation to make himself tar before Yontif. And since a person has the obligation to make himself tar in Yontif, having a hanging aver when he goes to the mikveh would be a chatzitza. A third pshat that I saw, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, Erev Pesach. We know that it's Erev Pesach, and everybody wants to participate in the Karban Pesach. But the halacha is that if somebody is exposed to tumah, he can't participate in the Karban Pesach. So that's why they wanted to take care of this issue before they would have a problem with the Karban Pesach. So they had diseased limbs that needed to be amputated. They would go to the doctor, but the doctor didn't want to become tamei either, because the doctor wants to be able to eat a Karban Pesach. And if he's going to completely amputate the arm, or whatever aver we're talking about, so he will be touching something that makes him tamei. And of course he doesn't want to do that. So what they would do is, they would cut it and leave just the smallest attachment. And then this person who has this limb hanging by a thread would walk by a sharp spike or whatever. And it would hit it. And it would get completely detached. And that way, it's not considered that he ever came in contact with that aver. And that's how he can make his Karban Pesach. He isn't considered Tamei, and neither is a doctor considered Tamei. On the end, they said, Shadvam Kavachoymer, we can make a Kavachoymer. What is the Kavachoymer? Goes back to what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. If the halacha is by a person who has a higher level of tumah. Why does a person have a higher level of tumah? Because a person can be tumah even while he is alive. An animal cannot be tumah while it is alive. So if a person that can become tumah while he's alive, if he becomes a tumah mace, or he touches a sheretz, or he's a zava, or a zava, or a mitzayra, the halacha is still that a hanging aver doesn't make him tumah. Certainly an animal that can't achieve all of these situations of tumah, a hanging aver, will not be considered aver menachai. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says, Hamoichik esakresha. If somebody is squeezing out a leak from the water in it. And we know that for a food to become tame, it has to be mukhshar kabel tuma. Mukhshar kabel tuma means that it was that it came in contact with a liquid. So Rashi learns the Gemara that there was the juice of the fruit of this leek, and he's squeezing it out. Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos says that we're going to be discussing, can this leek juice be machshir, the food of Kabbalah's tumah? And the halacha is that it's not the type of beverage that can be machshir Kabbalah's tumah. And that's why Tosfos learns that we're speaking here that it got wet from rainwater, and now he's squeezing it out. Vasechet b'sar b'ksusay, if somebody's squeezing out the water that's in his heel, and here too Rashi explains that he took a shower, he took a bath, and he's squeezing out the water in his heel or in his clothing. Tosfos here too disagrees. He says that his heel, his body, got wet, his clothing got wet from rain. The reason Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi is because if somebody got wet because he took a bath, so then he wants that water. And any time that there's any desire, satisfaction with the water, that water will be machshir automatically with Kabbalah's tumah. So the halacha, and here we're saying that it's not. Mashkin shebetoichai, as long as the water is still in the leak, as long as the water is still in the hair or the clothing, they're not machshir kabbal tumah, because they're still in the thing. The yaitz men, but once they come out, if that water that comes out of this vegetable, or out of his hair, or out of his clothing, hit food, that food is mukhshul kabel tuma. That liquid is considered real liquid, that's mukhshul kabel tuma. Amr Shmuel, and Shmuel says, the kreisha atzma, the vegetable itself, that the water came out, is hukshul. And the Mephais can make a very interesting observation. Even though it only came out from one exit, it didn't touch the entire kreisha. In order for food to become mukhshir kabel tumah, it doesn't need the entire food to become in contact. Even if just part of it comes in contact, it's enough. My tama, why? B'shas prishin mimenu hukshir. As it comes out, it becomes mukhshir. As it comes out, it becomes mukhshir. Now there's a very fundamental machlokes we're showing him here, which has a very relevant application. How did he get the water out of his hair? Rashi seems to learn that he squeezed his hair to get it dry. Other Rishonim, however, learn that he put a towel on his head, and that's how he got the water out of his hair. Where does this question come up? The question comes up, if somebody goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, is he allowed to dry his hair? Is he allowed to dry his beard with a towel? According to Rashi, it's only considered schita if you actually squeeze the hair. But if you use a towel, it's not considered schita. According to the other Rishonim, it seems just putting a towel on wet hair is considered schita. And therefore, how could one dry himself if he goes to the mikvah on Shabbos? So the Paiskim discuss, if Shlomo Zalman says this in the Micha Shlomo, it's only considered schita if he puts the towel tightly on his hair. But if he only just puts it very lightly, and that's how the towel will absorb the water, that certainly is not considered schita. Back to Algamar. Vatanan, so we said that as the water is squeezed out, it's machsha. As the Gemara Vatanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Erev Pesach Chol Chalitz. V'yamet b'shas prishin hukshur, that as soon it cuts, that when it comes out, it's machshir. Hachanami, why don't we say by this aver that's hanging by a thread, hahu aver amadug b'shas prisha mi'adam, as it gets detached from the person, net mi'adam, it should make the person tame. Answers the Gemara, could amar Rabbi Yosef, b'nitzin kol koichan. Rabbi Yosef said, and the Gemara is going to tell us where he said it, that in such a situation, it's not considered that it ever came in contact. Hachinami, our Mishnah is not referring that it was slowly detached from the person. It was nitzin kol koichon. Ask the Gemara, v'heichi itmed Rabbi Yosef, where was it taught? It was said, Amar, aha. If they were walking the other language shamim and they got rain on them, even though they squeezed out the clothing from the top of the clothing to the bottom of the clothing, only if it completely exits the piece of clothing, yotza mikulan. But once it comes out, they are machshir. I'm Rav Yosef. For this Rav Yosef, they are machshir if they fall on food. And why? Because shnitzim b'koychon, and it's not considered as if they actually touch the food. Continues the Gemara. V'ad shalom Rabbi Kiva, to answer Rabbi Kiva the following question. Hashaychet cheis v'vachem b'chutz. If somebody shakes five kabanas outside of the base of English behelam achas, mal, what is Allah? Chayiv akalachas v'achas, is he chayiv separately for every one of these ma'aseh shechita b'chutz? Or achas akulan, is he only chayiv for one? Amaloi, to which they responded, lo shemanu. We don't really know the response. Amar Yeshua, so Yeshua said, Shmati, I heard, ba'oichel b'zeva echod, b'heitam chuyim b'helam achas, if somebody ate from five different kabanas, b'helam echod, with five tamchuyim, and we'll discuss tomorrow what five tamchuyim means, but as we've learned previously, it means prepared five different ways, shechayiv akol achas achas, he's chayiv for every act of eating mishum ilo. V'royami, if in that case, where he's chayiv for each one of the animals, if he's chayiv for each one of these mice achila separately, certainly in a case where you have five separate kabanas, that is chayiv. Amar Reb Shimon, loikach shal Reb Akiva. This was not, says Reb Shimon, the dialogue between Reb Akiva and Reb Gamliel and Reb Yeshua. If somebody ate noisa from five different kabanas, behelam achas, mahu, chayiv achas al kulan, is he chayiv only one, or a chayiv al kol achas v'achas? To which they originally said to him, lo shemanu, we never heard the answer. But then Rabbi Yeshua said, shemati b'shoyach oichel misevach echa b'heitam chuyim, if somebody eats from one carbon, prepared five different ways, shuchayiv al kol achas v'achas, that is chayiv for me'ilo, v'royani, so if he's chayiv there, so I think you can make a kavachoymer that you should be chayiv for noiser as well. And then Gemara will explain what the kavachoymer is. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, to which Rabbi Kiva said to him, im halacha, if you have this as a halacha, to pshat my saw, that you learned this from your rabbis, that this is the rule, or you know that this is the halacha, l'moshe m'sinai, the kabbal, I will accept what you said. However, im ladin, if you're basing your decision on logic, yes, tshuva, I could refute it. Amaloi, so he said, Hashav, do so. Amaloi v'loi, you can't bring a raya from Me'ila to other areas of halacha. V'yamat v'Me'ila she'osar ha'macha koichel. So the way most Rishonim explain is as follows, that we know throughout halacha there's a concept of ein shliach ledvar havera. The one exception is mi'ila. The dead halacha is that if somebody feeds somebody else something which is kachim, or somebody has hamana, somebody causes somebody else to have benefit from kachim, the halacha is that it's considered an act of mi'ila, and by mi'ila, sirif es mi'ila is mamaruba, as we have learned and will learn. If somebody does an havera, but it's not all done in the same time, if there's a interruption, if there's a hefsek, it doesn't combine, but mi'ila, there is no such halacha. So since mi'ila carries with it all these chumras, time of b'niyeh by ma'ach me'ila. So B'Kiva is saying to Reb Shimon, you can't learn the halacha of noiser from the halacha of mi'ila. Says the Gemara, my kashla Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, according to the verse version of the Mishnah, wanted to connect the case of shoychet b'chutz to the case of eating from a carbon before the carbon was put on, before the carbon had zrika. My kashloi b'shimin. Hach kashloi. Ma rai l'shoichet mi'oichel. You can't compare the two cases. Ma la'oichel. Because by oichel, sheken nana. And that's why the halacha perhaps was different. Elkach shalu. Therefore, we have to explain the dialogue as follows. Ha'echel nois m'chamish zochim v'helem eches. If somebody eats nois from five different kabbonis in one helem, mahu. What is the halacha? Chai b'kol achas v'achas. Is he chayv separately? Because there's five separate kabbonis. Oy achas akulon is he chayv only once. Amaloi, to which they responded. Amaloi shemanu. Amar b'shmua, to which Rabbi Yeshua said. Shemati b'oichel m'zevach echo b'chamishet amchuyim. Behelam achat, shechayev akol achas v'achas, b'shume ilo. Now he made the following kavachoymer. V'raya nishet v'arim kavachoymer. And therefore I should make the following kavachoymer. Oma mezevach echot, she'en gufim mechalokim. We're talking about one carbon. Chayev akol achas v'achas, b'shum techoy mechalokim. Because the fact that they were prepared in five different manners is enough to bring five separate kabbonis. Chamishes v'achim. So when you start with five separate kabbonis, the guf of mechalokim by kolshkein, that you should be chayiv five separate chiyuvim, to which Rav Shimon said, Amr Rav Shimon lo kach shalu. El v'orech l'nois b'chamish yizvachim b'halam achad b'mahu. Chayiv achas akulam or chayiv akol achas v'achas. To which Rav Yeshua said, to which they said lo shemanu, and then Rav Yeshua said, shmati b'orech m'zevach echad, and based on that I said, we can make a kavachoymer. If there you chayiv, even though it's one carbon, here certainly it could be chayiv if it's five separate kabbonis.